Welcome to Best True Crime Podcast, a division of Best True Crime Books, Games, and Video, LLC. I'm your lead investigator on this case, Judith A. Yates, award-winning true crime author, a criminologist, and a paranormal explorer. Every episode is an investigation where you and I explore true crime, forensics, historic cases, dark history, and criminal theory. We discuss the cases, share information, no chatter, no commercials, no off-topic. Now, grab your crime scene kit, a notebook, and your favorite hat. This is Best True Crime Podcast. In 1934, it became a federal crime to rob any national bank or state member bank of the Federal Reserve. Thus, bank robbery falls under the jurisdiction of the Federal Bureau of Investigations. The FBI releases an annual publication called Bank Crime Statistics, separating this crime into robberies, burglaries, and larcenies. There is often confusion about these terms. Robbery is defined as the taking of money or goods in the possession of another from his or her immediate presence by force or intimidation. Burglary is trespassery breaking and entering with intent to commit a felony. And larceny is common theft. Bank robbery is often romanticized. The brazen walk into a stoic institution and take control, coolly scooping up untold amounts of cash and fleeing from justice. Or that cool, slick team who are bamboozling the corporate or bad people out of stacks of cash, and they use personality, wit, and cunning. But fiction is far from the truth. Who doesn't dream of bags of cash or free money made with little effort? This is usually not the case of actual bank robbery. And bank robbery has remained a man's crime. From the first bank robbery to today, far more men have stepped up to a teller's window demanding cash at the end of a gun or using a demand letter. And the average age of a female bank robber is usually between 25 and 35. The average take is about $1,500. And we're seeing a trend where women are not robbing banks to get rich quick, but to pay for things like diapers, electric bills, and sometimes even medication. This is the story of the oldest female bank robber on record. Emily Coakley was convinced the TD Bank where she had an account had shorted her $400, and she was there to get her money back. She had lived long enough to know when someone was messing with her. And if they wanted a problem, well, Emily was about to give it to them. According to what she would later tell the police, Emily Coakley did not want it to come to this. But the teller did not listen when she patiently explained her situation. On November 20th, 2017, Emily had entered the TD Bank at 38th and Market in West Philadelphia. She wanted to make a withdrawal. She had slowly pushed her walker up to the teller's window, pausing it to sit in its chair while the money was carefully counted out to her. Once home, Emily counted out the cash. Puzzled, she recounted the money. She believed the cash was short $400. So on November 21st, Emily returned to the TD Bank at 38th and Market, pushing her walker slowly ahead of her. She wore a dark sweater over her clothing with a red bandana tied over her head and a dark cap over the bandana. The light-skinned black woman waited for her turn in line. And once again, she slowly pushed her walker up to the teller's window. Tapping one of her brightly painted red fingernails on the counter, Emily explained that the bank had shorted her $400 the day before. The situation was investigated. She was told that no one had shorted Miss Coakley. There must be a mistake. Words were exchanged. Kindness on the teller's side and anger on Miss Coakley's end. That was when the old woman decided they want to fight, she's going to give it to them. With one hand on her walker for support, Emily Coakley calmly pulled a .38 revolver out of her coat pocket and demanded the teller give her the $400 that was due. Now. One of the bank employees hit the silent alarms to notify police. Police officers arrived. It didn't take much effort to get the gun away from Emily. To their relief, they discovered that .38 she had pulled out of her pocket was unloaded. Emily had the bullets in her bag. Emily's family arrived while she was being held at the bank. They tried to calm her down, but it was to no avail. Law enforcement listened to her, but they could not stop her ranting. Emily was escorted out of the bank building to a waiting police cruiser. She treated everyone around her, including a photographer, to a sour expression, and she slowly pushed her walker with one foot, her knee resting on its seat. She was still angered with TD Bank. She still felt she had been shorted $400. Still, she was driven to jail for processing. Emily was released on her own recognizance. In hindsight, it's almost comical, but when a woman is outraged and swinging a gun around, shouting threats and accusations, no one cares if she is 86 or 26. On November 22, 2017, Emily's list of charges read: 1. Robbery, inflicting serious bodily injury. 2. Firearms not to be carried without a license. 3. Carry firearms in public in Philadelphia. 4. Theft by unlawful taking or movable property. 5. Receiving stolen property. 6. Possession of instrument of crime with intent. 7. Terroristic threat with intent to terrorize another. 8. Simple assault. 9. Recklessly endangering another. Eventually, Emily's attorney would plea bargain the case. Counts 1 through 5, 7, and 9 were withdrawn, and she pled guilty to counts 6, possession of instrument of crime with intent, and number 8, simple assault. Emily was placed on 1 year of non-reporting probation. Part of her punishment was to pay $446.25 in court costs to the Municipal Court of Philadelphia County. $5 of court costs were allotted, as in all cases, to the Firearms Education and Training Fund. Emily Coakley was born August 12, 1931. She was 86 years old the day she attempted to rob Philadelphia's TD Bank. While she was not successful, this still makes her the oldest woman bank robber at this writing. This story is from my book called Put the Money in My Purse, A History of Female Bank Robbers. It is available on Amazon.com, or you can check out my website at www.judithayates.com. It's full of stories about female bank robbers. This would include the history of banking, the wild bunch in skirts of the 1800s, the legends such as Bonnie Parker and Ma Barker. There is a discussion about female bank robbers during World War II in the United States. There's also discussions on the youngest female bank robbers. I think you will really be surprised about that. And then we have the section on the craziest female bank robber incidents in the history of the United States. Be sure to pick up my book called Put the Money in My Purse, A History of Female Bank Robbers, at my website, judithayates.com, or anywhere online where good books are sold. Thank you for joining me on this investigation, exploring true crime, forensics, historic cases, dark history, and criminal theory.
This is Best True Crime Podcast. No chatter, no commercials, no off topic. I do hope you will subscribe. This podcast runs off donations only. You can drop us a donation, $35 or more, and I'll send you a signed book. Just go to www.besttruecrime.com. My name is Judith A. Yates, award-winning true crime author, a criminologist, and a paranormal explorer. Thank you for joining me on Best True Crime Podcast, a division of Best True Crime Books, Games, and Video, LLC. Be safe out there.